As I stated a moment ago, the text for this morning is pretty much the entire gospel reading, which was read to you already. I would like to add to that now a few verses down from the first chapter of John, verse 33, some more words from John the Baptist. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, "He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit." It must have been somewhat tough for John the Baptist. Not any kind of resistance that he met in his mission, although he did meet some resistance. Obviously, he literally lost his head not too long after his ministry closed. But I'm talking about the fact that he went about his ministry, his mission, the forerunner of the Christ, as he admits here, not knowing who he was. John knew that he was sent, certainly, to prepare the way, as he tells those sent from Jerusalem to question him, "Who are you?" He identifies himself as the voice of one crying in the wilderness from Isaiah's prophecy. But who was he crying about? Who was he there to announce? He didn't know. Now, certainly, he knew who Jesus was. Jesus was at least related to him, cousin or a second cousin somehow, I'm not sure how. He would have known who he was. Maybe he even got together with them as a child from time to time, and they played the games that they liked to play back in those days. But he didn't really know who he was waiting for. As he literally says, he didn't really perceive him. He didn't understand him. He probably knew of him, but he didn't really know. John didn't know what he was waiting for, who he was waiting for. And that had to be somewhat tough on him, to go out and boldly announce the coming of someone he had no clue who it was. John was in the dark, proclaiming about a light to come. John's life, if you will, if you want to draw this parallel, was one long Advent season. Waiting. Waiting for what? John didn't know. And in that way, you and I are somewhat in the same boat as John the Baptist. We don't really know what we're waiting for either. Oh, we know all the right words to say about what we're waiting for. We're waiting for Christ to appear again. What will he look like? What's that day going to be like? We're waiting for heaven to be revealed. What's heaven like? We don't know what heaven is like. We're in the dark. Just as John the Baptist was, who faithfully went about his role, carrying out his role in this time of waiting, identifying himself as to who he was and what he was there to do, but not knowing exactly what it was he was waiting for, you and I can identify with him totally and completely. About the only thing that you and I can do is the same thing that John did, and that is identify ourselves. And we do that, of course, in any number of ways, not only verbally. That's probably the least effective way of identifying ourselves as a child of Jesus Christ. The most effective way, of course, would be to go about the business of Christ on this earth. But that's about all we can do. in this Advent time of our lives. But we have one up on John. We can look back at the gospel records, at the accounts of Jesus Christ, and we can see what he was like, what is reported to us there. We can see that he is a Messiah, quite unlike that which was expected by the Jews of his day. He is not a Messiah who has come to annihilate and to do away with. He is a Messiah who has come to forgive, to shed upon all people the grace of God himself, to grant the eternal assurance of heaven, to, as he puts it, not turn away a burning wick, or a smoldering wick, or a burning out candle. But to receive all who come to him in faith. And all those who come to him in faith know that when he does reveal himself, he will reveal himself to be the gracious God that he proclaimed himself to be 2,000 years ago. John didn't know all that. We do. And we are told elsewhere in the Holy Scriptures that this same Jesus Christ is the one who has come and is the one who is coming. No one different, the same. And so we are in the dark somewhat like John. We go about our daily life proclaiming who we are, waiting in hope, that which we are certainly not short of. We live in hope as we wait in the dark for the revealing of Jesus Christ and his kingdom, not knowing exactly what is coming, but we certainly know in whose hands we are. And we know we are in good hands. Amen.